As you turn the corner, you see a single goblin, completely alone and unarmed, facing away from you. You hold the advantage. To attack, turn to page 14. To surrender, turn to page 45. Let's see, kick its ass. Damn it!
What do you do when your life just blows? Trapped in a job where the bullshit flows? You feel like choking everyone you know, but wait! Sit right down and lend an ear. Let Schadenfreude bring you cheer from the grief and the frustration. Here with plausible, audible, pauses.
If you're listening to this, that probably means you've listened to my first podcast and are actually interested in hearing a second one. Time for my first pep smear.
What?
No, I mean plausible audible pause smear. Didn't you listen to the first podcast?
No!
Oh.
There's books for him and books for her and books for you and me. You'll find good books for everyone at your library.
I'll be honest with you, mostly because I have no reason to lie to you as I've probably never met you. I'm not that big of a reader. I mean, I like to write, and back in the old days, I liked those lone wolf adventure books, my Greek mythology books, and the Dragonlance Chronicles, but only the first three, the rest were crap, I say. But these days, I really just don't have the patience to be an active player in the literary world. I suppose I have read an errant page here and there of things like Vampire Hunter D, which flaunts slaughter and sexuality over substance, and the wry sensibility of Soon I Will Be Invincible. But Dave, you might ask, how can you miss out on such gems as Harry Potter or Twilight? Oh, you shouldn't have gone there. To be fair, the Harry Potter series has at least two good points. Hermione Granger and Luna Lovegood. Maybe Tonks or Bellatrix Lestrange if the fan art's good enough, but seriously. The Harry Potter series got a bad start early on with me, as I was trying to write a fantasy story myself at the time I heard about it. Granted, my story was the most unbearable amalgamation of rip-offs, stereotypes, and convoluted plot devices ever put down on paper, at least before Twilight hit the stands.
Oh, jam!
But it's never pleasant to be reminded how many times your ideas have already been done.
Uh-oh, did it.
But aside from that, there were some parts of the Harry Potter franchise that really just got to me. The Harry Potter series is littered with this strange substance that finds itself the object of some discrepancy. Others consider it genius, and I consider it ridiculous. And no, I don't mean the Boggart warding charm, I mean completely batshit loco. I think the main problem with the franchise is that it can't decide what it's supposed to be. Is it a children's series meant for adults? An adult series meant to be enjoyed with a child? Social commentary? Political commentary? Historical commentary? Is it meant to teach the importance of friendship or the importance of self-reliance? That magic is everywhere and we're all special? Or even magic people are as dumb, short-sighted, and wasteful as the rest of us?
Oh my god.
My head hurts trying to wrap it around this bullshit. We begin with an abused orphan child who finds out upon his 11th birthday that not only does he have magical powers, but he's part of a large chunk of the world that has magical powers, but which nobody knows about. Of course, by the end of the series, you have to wonder how it is the Ministry managed to maintain worldwide secrecy while apparently keeping 24/7 tabs on Harry himself. You know, because he's the boy who counts. But then you have to wonder how they manage that, given the time they must spend sitting in a corner with their fingers in their ears shouting, "I'm not listening, la 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 la."
I don't know!
So he goes to a school filled with teachers who instruct their students on things that don't matter, unless you have at least one dead relative. To that end, it really helps to have the initials HP. And now that I think about it, HP Lovecraft, much as I hate him, probably could have lent some much-needed direction to that series. But I'm getting off track. The teachers serve as plot devices and sacrificial lambs. Whenever Lord Voldemort isn't masquerading as one of these ignorant douchebags, they were busy telling Harry and his ilk not to do something. Something which, inevitably, the judgment-impaired wand monkeys would ultimately do anyhow. This usually resulted in them saving the day, or at least making some progress toward that throwaway epilogue in Book 7. Speaking of throwaways, the death count in the final book is more extensive than that of the Transformers animated movie, and more random than the composition of your average hot dog. At least they balanced unacceptable losses, one of the Weasley twins, spoiler, with the amply welcome ones, i.e. Dobby. The biggest problem with that is not only were most of these characters killed for seemingly its own sake, in other words, the characters were created just to die during the finale, they mostly received off-screen deaths, or off-page in the case of a book. Rowling suggested, as a tissue-thin excuse for obliterating her characters in such an anticlimactic fashion, that in real life, you don't get those slow, dramatic death scenes with touching, tearful last words. To Mrs. Rowling. Or Ms. Rowling. Or whatever. I suggest you read your own material before you start trying to fill plot holes with excuses grounded in the natural world. Your book is about wizards. Wizards who chase after a stupid little golden ball in their spare time. Wizards who eat candies that taste like earwax. Wizards who, despite their constant references to muggles as being quaint and foolish, are themselves no better than stick-wielding hyenas suffering from extensive brain damage and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious retardation. I haven't even really gone into Harry himself, but what point is there? Between Harry's parents, Dumbledore, time-turners, infant giants, savage centaurs, hat-toting phoenixes, other characters, elder wands...
There's so much I sometimes don't know where to start!
There's no point in even having Harry in the series. It might as well be called Harry Potter and another Deus Ex Machina that saves his ass. Lord of the Rings may be long-winded and heavy on the homosexual overtones in these perverted times. Narnia may be biblical bullshit which takes Deus Ex Machina, or God of the Machine, to a new extreme. And Twilight is basically the collective wet dream of goth girls everywhere. But at least each of these series knew exactly what they were supposed to be and who their intended audience was. Ms. Rowling, I respect that your characters are yours and you can write them however you like. At least you didn't pair Luna with Neville. And I know how little you appreciate your audience as people as opposed to cash cows in light of that lexicon incident, but here, in a nutshell, is my reaction to your work.
As a writer, you're a hack. You've earned no popularity. Want to toss you in a sack and chuck your ass in Lake Erie.
As a writer, you're a hack. You've earned no popularity. Want to toss you in a sack and chuck...
Merry Christmas, everyone. One fan base down, a million more to piss off!
One of the games is a bus simulator, like 7 straight hours.
Oh.
And nothing happens.
The only thing that happens is you're watching the road and the bus, or the bus will pull slightly to the right, yeah. So you gotta be...
So you just sit there like, you know, 3 hours and 54 minutes is gonna be a curve, so you're gonna want to pay special attention. Yes. Pedal bus, yield sign. Do
holy
you stop?
Who knows?